The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We get set to welcome the author of, I hope I'm getting this correct, The Ibadan to Hellyard, a novel that tracks the development of the steel panel and its significance in the creation of TNT. And we're going to be chatting with the gentleman known as Stuart Fortune. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Davey, as well. The book is actually from Ibadan to
Ibadan.
Hellyard.
Ibadan, right. From Ibadan to Hellyard. You know,
it's a story of Trinidad from slavery straight up to independence via the steel pan. So that's why I really thought it would be a pertinent piece to the conversation today.
I totally agree with you. And I asked you to share some inserts, if you have, if any at all, about your novel that you think is most salient, that you can share with our listening audience this afternoon.
Well, in a nutshell, what I will say is that Trinidad created the steel pan, but in turn, the steel pan created the Trini. All right, so for instance, 1951, when TASPO was trying to go to Britain for a music festival and they weren't able to receive any funds, they actually went about a fundraising activity. So the whole country, and as the first time, Trinidadians united behind a cause. So for instance, there was the island and there was the black silo, the Indian silo. There were different silos, Chinese, Indian, everyone had the silos. But that was the first time we unified behind any one cause. In fact, when the boat was leaving on the ports on the SS San Mateo to head to Britain for the festival, and I looked back at the port, it was all colors, classes, creeds, races, supporting them, urging them on to the trip to be successful and come back. And then when it came back, it was a worldwide phenomenon. And that is what really cemented the Trini identity. And that was then leveraged for independence. So the Trinidadians created the steel pan, but the steel pan created who the Trinis are. In fact, the first time we had elections and when certain parties got into power, which caused the independence, it was the steel pans that were carrying and ushering the people to the polling stations to encourage them to vote. So people don't really know, and they can't blame them for not knowing.
True,
but
I agree.
People don't know the history as to how integral the steel pan was in every single one of us. Whoever want to say Indian, black, in the Trinidadians, the steel pan, there's no separation.
All right.
So that was in a nutshell.
No, well, I appreciate the insight, you know. Somebody is now messaging me. It's Ibadan and it's Yoruba. It's a Yoruba word.
Yes.
And it's the capital city of one of the states in Nigeria. Thank you so much.
The story would have come from the slaves coming across and that whole fight for emancipation when the emancipation occurred, both parties supposed to have the same rights to the road. Right? One supposed to have the ability to express their culture freely.
You know,
one did not have that ability, and those battles created the idea of fighting back, the rebel spirit, which was strong in the steel pan, which was essential in getting us our independence.
You know, I want to tell you thanks for that piece of history there. You know, I am of the opinion, and I would like your thoughts on this. Growing up in my school days, we had a thing called music class, right? And in music class, we would learn to play the recorder. You remember that flute?
Yes, the plastic one.
The plastic one, you had to buy and learn to blow the flute. And, you know, would it not have been prudent back then to at least remove the flute or the piano and allow students to embrace the steel pan? What are your thoughts?
Well, they're doing that right now. In fact, I just finished a children's holiday culture camp last week, Friday, where that was the whole crux of the matter. In fact, we created tambo bamboos. We went further back than that. But yes, the earlier they could get to learn about the music, and if they could learn the how music is played and notes and so through a local instrument, why not? I mean, we have to appreciate our thing. We have to appreciate our own thing. We have to look at it better than everyone else's thing. In fact, even if you compare the, as I drill this into the students, and they would tell you for themselves, if you ask them, is a European orchestra better than a steel pan band? And if you ask the kids that, no, they will tell you no, because all of the instruments in the European orchestra, we could play on the steel pan or the cello, all those things.
Listen,
in fact, the competition that's going on right now, part of it is play a traditional calypso and play a classical piece. And if you go to the Seal Pants and listen to them play the classical pieces, sounds just as good.
Indeed so, eh? Indeed so.
The earlier we could get our younger generation to appreciate and understand why we need to appreciate and understand our culture, the better.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, David, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your guest. What's his name again?
Fortune.
Fortune.
Mr. Stewart Fortune.
What is his representation?
His representation. We are talking about the significance of steel pan in the history of Trinidad and Tobago.
He's an author.
I'm
trying to say to if he was from our organization or what.
Oh.
But no, let me say to you.
So let me answer that question. I am a business consultant. That's what I normally do. So what I understand is that right now, there's a change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always being changed. So there will always be a change curve issue to be managed. So it has to go from the status quo being changed. There will be resistance, which we're seeing right now. There will be resignation. Then there will be evolution. And then there will be a new status quo. So all of this hullabaloo, I understand. I expect it. Because that happens. And there's a change.
Wanted to say that I'm sure you heard the name Sprang along already, right? I know. But that was my riding partner. And we grew up the same age group and so on. And when Guinness Cavaliers, right, started out under the astute leadership of Bobby Mohammed, right, here I'm going to say, and I'm going to interject, that he was an East Indian, right? I also was an East Indian, born and grew up in San Fernando, right? And Sprang Along was of, let me say how they say it now, African designate, right? And we never had any problem with each other, nor when we go to the pan side there and think, then listen, them pan men at that time, they were serious men, eh? And you couldn't joke around with them and the ban and so on, right? Man, they'll lick you up, sad, right? And think, and time passed around. And when was time for they to tour and so on, right? They did plenty tours, eh? Worldwide to put steel ban with the astute leadership of Bobby Mohammed, right? To put steel ban on the map, right? And no government didn't help them that time, eh? No government, apart from the private Guinness, the Stout Company, they helped them too, but they were popular and they seduced like Blockorama and so on and thing to raise funds. And they were successful because they were very, very popular. And being an East Indian, a young East Indian guy, right, amongst, I wouldn't even like to say Africans, among we were brethren that time, right, with one another. And we never had no problem with anything about Dolak, steel band, this and whatever and thing. Boy, me and Spangala went to several Indian things and so on, and we enjoyed ourselves. So I don't know now, right, fast track it and now. Is there that different pan men they have now from then to now, right? And these guys and them are young guys, right? And I don't want to criticize their sin in what they're doing with the pan, right? But there's a different rhythm, everything like that with regards to pan. And coming to this thing, I'll end here with this thing about the steel pan. And so on. I grew up in pan. I know pan. I like pan, right? I beat pan, right? And thing. And pan is really the musical instrument of the country, right? I would give it that. And I say that anybody else who what you see the how you do is not what you're doing, it's how you do it and the timing of what you do it. And you see all what I say, right? But Dr. Rowley's agenda is not for pan. Don't let him fool the masses. He is not for pan.
All right. You're going down a particular road that is unnecessary right now. But thanks for your contribution. Yeah. Thanks for your contribution.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't really need to go down with Dr. Rowley and what he's trying to do. You make a contribution about the history. You talk about Sprang Along. Fine. We got you. You don't need to go down that road. As it relates to the importance of steel pan in Trinidad and Tobago, how important is it to us as a people?
Well, right now it's very important. If you look at the carnival that just passed, the steel pan was the most popular in the whole series of events when they watch the even down on the streets for the carnival on Monday and Tuesday, and they watch compared to Panorama, compared to the March Grand. So the Steel Pan was the most successful, the most vibrant out of all of the competitions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when people say carnival dying, I beg to differ. Hmm. I'm very proud of the work being done by the younger generation of Steel Pan players. They have seemed to understood that it's not just one genre has to dictate the music, you know, it's a worldwide thing. So we could export the thing to different cultures and be able to adapt it to their culture and play music that they will be able to relate to and expand the whole pie. You know, so they move with innovation. Not everyone will understand what they're doing, but I see the vision in what they're doing, and I really appreciate it. I'm not a member, as the guy was asking, what member I'm with. I'm not a member of anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well,
the guy who did the history and did some research and mm-hmm. wrote a book and found that the conversation right now is very appalling.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. So, the Nina, the Pinta, yeah. and the Santa Maria, they want to remove these three symbolic ships that is currently on our coat of arms and replace it with the Steel Pan.
Right.
What I want to ask you is your thoughts as it relates to this nuance that's about to take place. What significance do you feel it will have for us as a people in Trinidad and Tobago? Given the fact that you would have written the book, all right, you have the historical facts down in your book, you know. Tell me what you think, what impact it will have on us. How should we? What is the correct viewpoint, based on your humble opinion, should we have towards this significant milestone, this change that's about to happen to us?
Okay, well, what I'll do, I'll put on my business consultancy hat.
Please do.
It's all about branding and grabbing the narrative and make sure the narrative is a narrative you want to have. It has to be accurate and clear and concise and so. So we are just changing the narrative and changing and really trying to shape our brand as a country. I mean, I'm not speaking on anyone's behalf. I never asked anybody anything, but from the outside observer, that's how it looks. It's like we're shaping our branding right now to present it to the wider market. Those ships there, it's not as though removing them from history. In fact, the Steel Pan also, when it followed the Steel Pan story, it starts through the slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as though you're erasing slavery and trying to rewrite history. No, we're just positioning what we want to position to best positively represent ourselves,
well,
so that the children growing up will see something different than we saw growing up.
Now, when you look at how many years ago that happened, right? Let me just take this phone call. Please be respectful about your commentary. Hello, good afternoon.
Don't worry about me, Davy.
All right, Dorbasa, what's happening? Talk to me.
The decency, decorum, and respectfulness. gentlemen, I like to take new information on board when it comes on board. For example, we took whatever information the Hubble telescope could give us, and now we have the James Webb. It's a more powerful telescope, a million miles from Earth, and we are getting more information. We can take it on board. So people can, you know, hold on to their cherished beliefs, or they can take the new information. The reason why I'm saying this is it is clear that a lot of Trinis outside the Indian component have not heard of the Dantal. But you could hear the Dantal in hundreds of places around the country being played live every week, because it would be in the temples, in the various religious activities that Hindus are having, and I suppose Muslims as well, because it would go well with the Hindi singing, and it would and also, you know, various chutney singings, and it was invented here. All the Dantal is given. Tal in context here means timing. And they did not have instruments, so they just take a horseshoe and struck it on a piece of iron. And over time, that was refined, and now it's a beautiful instrument. And it was invented right here. You haven't heard of it, so I'm not surprised that you have a whole hit. Now that you know, you may wish to delve into it, because, you know, I have to be brief here, and then you can rearrange your thoughts accordingly. Thank you.
All right, Dorbasa, thank you very much. You know, everybody from various ethnic groups and background, Mr. Fortuné, will have their pronouncements on this issue. We dating back some 520 something years ago. Am I correct? 1490 something.
Well, in terms of the slavery, yes, but in terms of the steel pan, it would be a lot shorter than that.
The steel pan is a lot shorter. But we're talking about... Go ahead.
Just in relation to what he said there, mm-hmm. no one is... I mean, at least I am not saying anything is wrong with all of the other instruments, especially the instruments that were created in Trinidad.
Right.
But as I said initially, the steel pan was created here, but mm-hmm. it also created our identity.
You did say
the
that.
As he mentioned, the other instrument here, he said, hardly anyone knows about it. So that in itself says a lot about his contribution to the identity of the Trini.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to put anything down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just stating the facts as best as I can. So the steel pan is more than just one thing being created here. It took the people to vote. It was rallied. In fact, the steel pans were playing music about if they vote for that one, they're voting for the colonialists. And they were instrumental in getting people to vote for our independence. And so unless the other musical instruments met that criteria,
mm-hmm.
at least for me, in my humble opinion, it is not. But I don't want to go into the argument of which instrument better. All I'm doing is giving the historical context as to why the steel pan became a national instrument and why it is now appearing on the coat of arms. Mm-hmm.
But when we look back at the significance of the coat of arms and what the Prime Minister, now we at the risk of not going down a political realm with this conversation, should Trinidad and Tobago have any major concerns about this?
Well, that is it. It's not a political, to me, it's not a political issue. This should not fall into that football field at all, because that's when everything gets lost in emotions and passions, mm-hmm. and us versus them and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a political issue at all. The coat of arms, I didn't know so many people were passionate about it in the first place. You know,
that's my thing. I saw that transition, and Liana, I have been on this frequency for the better part of close to about 3 years or so, and I have never had a discussion this heavy on the coat of arms.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
it's stirring the conversation than just natural discourse. Something is stirring the pot.
And I think we as citizens, without understanding the history behind our steel pan, and the fact that government has taken the initiative to make it our national instrument, I was of the opinion that before they even take that initiative, steel pan was the national instrument of Trinidad and Tobago.
Ratified recently, but I think that proclamation was made since like 1992 or something.
Yeah, that was it. I mean,
yeah, I always thought it was a national instrument as well.
To me, I know we running in tandem. Steel pan is our thing, you know. We have foreigners or visitors visiting our shores and watching the steel band played at the Queen's Park Savannah in the panorama, and they don't see a music sheet in front of them. Fellas beating any tune. And you were right. The steel pan could replica a violin, a piano, a flute, a trombone, a trumpet, you name it. It's the most versatile and diverse instrument on the planet, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, so why not be proud of it, especially since it came from us?
Exactly.
Honestly, us. I'm not talking about any race.
No. Trinidad and Tobago. That's what I'm trying to tell people. This whole talk about, you know, somebody messaged me, as I mentioned before, I don't know if you got a chance to hear about it, why we don't have the tassa on the coat of arms. And I say to myself, is the tassa a national instrument? Then what about the African drums? Why isn't that on the coat of arms? Because these items does not speak to Trinidad and Tobago. It was not indigenous to us. It was brought in by these different people from various parts of the globe. The piano wasn't created here, but we played in Trinidad. We buy a piano, we import it. I believe that people can even make piano in Trinidad, and keyboard and all these things. Flute, mm-hmm. trombone, trumpet. But these things weren't created here. They don't speak to us as a people. But the steel pan does.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the steel pan, the jump from the tambo bamboo to the steel pan was a very big jump. Meaning that when the tambo bamboo used to be on the streets, it would attract the people, the crowds and so. but there was manageable crowds. The police could, you know, the overseers could keep things in, under control and so. But when a steel pan hit and they hear that freak once he ringing out, crowds multiplied by 100-fold. So now it's unpoliceable crowds hitting the streets, and that ability to express yourself now as the former slave, that is what was then, you know, leverage and push forward and push forward. So
exactly
that jump from the Tambo Bamba to the steel pan was a huge jump, and that led to what we are now in terms of the independence and you know, republic and our own thing. So it's bigger than a lot of people know. And as I said from the beginning, it's not something I blame people for not knowing, because I didn't know until I did the research for my book.
Somebody's now messaging me and saying pan isn't the point. It's the priorities of the government and the cost on the cost of changes attributed to it. Now, I will deal with that later on in the show, because this part of the show...
I have to say that is, things for certain segments in this population are always too expensive. That's all I would say.
And I couldn't agree with you more. At the end of the
That's all I would say.
It doesn't matter at what point in time, whether this government, and if they lose the next election and another, the other party takes over and they decide to do it, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, whenever it did come up, if at all, it would have always been a topic. It would always seem to be an issue from one side or the other. That is how I look at it.
And those expenses will always occur. So it's either you do it now, or you do it 10 years from now, 100 years from now, it will still have an expense to it.
Always.
So why not just get it done now?
And finish off with it. Just get it done. Somebody is saying, why not include the steel pan in mainstream Hindu music? It might be nice.
Why not?
I agree. we are no disagreements here.
Not at all.
When the Hindus and the East Indians are playing their different musical instruments, as a matter of fact, I'm into the wedding business for quite some time, and even at the weddings, we have persons of Negro descent, if you want to put it that way, and they have tassa in the wedding, and they come and they get on. But I still marvel at a tassa group whenever I hear a good tassa group playing. I just watch them and I'd be like, wow. You know, and just watching them.
Hands moving a mile a minute.
Listen, man, and the transition they make from one rhythm to another seamlessly. Then the bass man go hit a bass, and all the tassas stop, and he next thing the rhythm change again, and it go in. Yeah. You know, come on. I mean, Mr. Fortuné, I want to thank you so much. You have been very, very instrumental with helping us appreciate the history of the steel pan. I'll take one phone call. And hopefully it would not be on a political level, but we can continue the discourse on this phone call on the history behind PAN. Hello, good afternoon.
David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Fortuné, good afternoon. Mr. Fortuné, I have to tell you that my good friend from Dobasa Trace, which was the previous caller, you really can't help him, you know, because he made it very clear he doesn't like the steel PAN. In fact, his exact words were, the best thing to do with the steel PAN is to take it and toss it in the Gulf of Paria. So you can't help him. But the problem of the steel pan on the emblem really and truly has to do with a whole lot of ethnic strife people developing in the head. On the 3rd of July, every member of parliament went to the parliament and they certified the steel pan as the national instrument of Trinidad and Tobago. I want to ask this question. Is the sitar a national instrument? Is the dolak a national instrument? Is the tabla? What is this national instrument? What should we put there? If Antigua or Barbados decided to put it on a place, you will hear Trini crawling all over the place. Why they should do that? We can't. Why are we so backward in thinking?
Thank you very much.
This is ours.
Thank you very much.
Before I go, Kamala Prasad Bisesa gave Joe Biden a steel pan when he came here. Okay?
Exactly.
All right. Good. Cool.
I agree with this point. Remember when this Michael Jordan wanted to have the Juve rum, and the whole of Trinidad was upset how they could use Juve. It's not, you know, for something outside of Trinidad. We get upset for a lot of different things. But as he said as well, there's something else that is stirring the pot with this outrage.
Yes. You know,
something is stirring that pot. So I'm not going to comment on it because that's not my
place. I agree. And I thank you. And I thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Fortunate, don't be a stranger to the Freedom brand here. We will be talking to you again. I don't know which cap you'll be wearing, but most definitely I will speak to the producers and we would love to have you on the show again. Maybe when the whole thing is done and over with and it actually happens, you know, we come back and we break words again. For the benefit of those who would have missed this interview, we most definitely should revisit it again and, of course, go a little deeper into the history of the pan. So thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have yourself a great and safe one.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.